Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree. That's amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome back to Pop Off.
This week we're diving into the insane Nicki Minaj and Megan Thee Stallion drama.
But before that, we're chatting about the Love Island All-Stars and Ekin-Su and Davide's breakup.
Plus we discuss this year's wireless lineup and the new vape ban.
Hello, hello. Welcome back. We are finally edging towards the end of January. Yay!
Woo!
And you just said that February's the worst month.
Yeah, I already take that back. January is... I don't know. No offense. I don't think I have a worse month.
Well, you're about to say no offense, but if your birthday... Because I was just thinking...
No. Wait, what were you going to say? No offense if your birthday is...
In January, February, or even March, to be fair.
January, first 2 weeks of January is by far the worst time... I think of the entire year to have your birthday. Like, it's worse. I think it's better to have it on Christmas Day than in the first 2 weeks of January.
I agree.
Like, I would genuinely just postpone it if my birthday was in January. Because everyone is sober, broke, not wanting to do anything, tired, trying to do fitness
reinvent their whole fucking lives.
Trying to do fitness goals. And that will be the only week to 2 weeks of the year that they're actually doing 75 hard.
And then and then it gets like thrown back in your face because they just give it all
literally
up anyways.
I feel so bad. I went to a birthday party in the first week of January and I could count on one hand the amount of people drinking. I felt so bad for the girl, but I didn't know the girl, so I didn't really feel that bad.
Oh, okay.
No offense to the girl.
How's your week been?
Okay. I need it to be summer. And I'm not someone who craves summer.
I can't deal with you because when it was summer, it's too hot. Now it's winter, it's too cold.
But I don't usually crave summer, but I think it's because it's been mildly hot and sunny this past few days that I'm just like when it's like bitter cold, I'm just like, oh, we're so far away anyway. It doesn't even fucking matter. But when you have like a few days of hotness and sun, and then you realize still how far away it actually is, I think that's what's causing these emotions to come out.
But what you do need to realize and normalize in your life that you are allowed to travel and go on holiday. Okay.
I know, but do you know what it is about me? The whole thought of like finding a flight and like, you know how people are like, oh, I sit on like websites and Airbnbs and find hotels for fun.
Yes,
boring.
I actually do.
Ring. I the thought of finding a hotel and finding the best deal and finding a flight and organizing.
Find the best deal. Find the nicest hotel.
That to me is what puts me, if someone books it all for me, I'm there. But it's the thought of doing the whole actual process of getting there that is just like, I don't even want
to
start.
But to be fair, those are the only two things that you need to do. You just need to find a flight and a hotel, especially if you go somewhere like, for example, go to Lisbon.
Isla is part of Lisbon's travel board. She is the UK representative for the tourism board of Lisbon.
I literally am. But like, just book a flight and then just go in it. What do you do for Valentine's Day? Is it too early? Oh, no, I don't care.
No.
It's 2 weeks.
What are you going to do?
Oh, I'm going to go away with my friend, have a little gathering.
Oh,
plans.
That's cute. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And we're going to go to like a vineyard and get fucked.
Oh, what? In like France or something?
No, in Porto, in Portugal.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Is it already all booked?
No, I still need to book my flight. Ed just keeps telling me to book it.
Oh, so like everything else is booked. That's fine then.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I really wanted to try this restaurant and then, oh, wait. Oh.
You don't want to say it.
Listen to the podcast now. So.
Now?
Yeah, no, not used to. Actually, this goes like, oh, it doesn't matter that much. I'm not saying which specifically. We have a long list of restaurants we want to try, like 25 plus. But one of them I really want to try, and this is the problem with me. I go on things and then get distracted and then forget to book them.
Right.
And now it's all booked up, so I'm on a waiting list.
Yeah,
but it was literally free up until... I have been checking, not checking, but I've been like intending to go. The problem was is that you had to pay like quite a big deposit down.
Mm.
And I was just like, oh, I don't need to put this money out my account right now. oh, I don't need to, oh, da, 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 da. And now it's, oh, well, fuck, if I just did it then, I wouldn't be in this position now, so now I'm on a wait list.
Oh,
and I doubt I'll get on it, so I don't know what I'm going to do. I'll find another restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really care about Valentine's Day, though, to me.
Yeah.
It's like, not a thing to me.
Yeah.
But I wonder if that's because I don't have like an extremely like lovey-dovey relationship.
Mm.
Like I don't romanticize
like these
a
days.
Valentine's Day.
Like, I just like, I'm not looking forward to all these fucking annoying people that do like the hotels. That actually grinds my actual gears. I'm sorry, I am a hater of love sometimes, but it grinds my gears. It's so just like...
It's childish to me.
Yeah, but it's just so show-offy. I'm just like...
The thing that I don't understand is why do people get people balloons? Like that's a celebration for a birthday. Like, I get you're celebrating your love for each other, but like, is it necessary?
And why is it always, it's like, it never feels like a nice, like, joint thing. It's always just like, actually, no. Yeah, let the woman get spoiled. I'll take it back.
I don't know. I don't understand. But also, I think it's nice that people do feel like that because, God, they must live in so much bliss.
Yeah.
But then sometimes I'm like, you people definitely actually have the most toxic relationship.
Yeah,
the ones who overly celebrate like that.
Mm-hmm.
Do you do presents for Valentine's Day?
Fuck, I don't even know what I've done last year. So does it really matter? No. I actually really want to know.
Yeah.
Because we were together.
Were you in New Zealand though?
No, we were here.
Oh.
I don't have a clue.
I moved my boyfriend out of my flat on Valentine's Day last year.
Stunning.
And I really thought that it was going to be like, I was like, wow, this is a sign. But then a year later, everything's still fine. So,
oh no, we just went out in Peckham.
Oh, where?
And wait, we're with my friends. Right, so
it's just a night out.
We just had a night out basically with the friends. But yeah, no, it doesn't matter if you don't have a Valentine. Go out with your girls or just like spend time with like wearing pink or red.
I had a DM. Someone asked me if I am watching Drag Race this season, and if I am, can I please say my thoughts on the pod? So here is me. I saw your DM. I see you. I am. It's a pretty good season. They mentioned that they were upset Mirage went out. I'm very upset Mirage went out. I didn't expect it. And my current favorite right now is probably Nymphia Wind.
I totally agree.
That is a foreign language to Isla. And on the topic of that, if anyone has a recommendation for a fur jacket that's not long, like waist length fur jacket that's really big and is going to fit a 6 foot man, please let me know.
I do, but it's like so expensive.
How so?
Like over a grand.
Oh.
Acne.
The thing is, I went to try on some secondhand before people jumped down my throat. Real fur, like mink and I don't know what else the fuck they were.
Oh, of course you would. I could so see you in a mink.
And they were just, the problem is I'm too big bodied for the type of fur jacket I want. Cause then they don't make them for men.
Oh, okay.
Like the male fur jackets are like long pimp jacket. Like I want like a, not but, cropped obviously, but like one that sits at your waist, but still is like big around my like neck and shoulders.
Do you want it like have a collar or do you want it like straight up?
I wouldn't mind either, but maybe straight up. And there's some that I've seen on like websites which I could order XXL, but I just feel like if you're ordering a fur jacket new from a website that and it's faux fur, it's not going to look good. It's going to look cheap and flat.
Do you want it like shearling or do you want it like
no,
fur,
like
fur,
fur, like fur. You know that long one that we have?
Yeah,
like
yeah,
that,
yeah.
But like
oh, okay.
So if anyone has recommendations for me, please let me know because I'm really struggling and we're almost out of winter now and it's really upsetting me that I'm not being able to, because I've been trying to find one since like September and I'm not finding it. Also, the Traitors final was there. Again, Isla hasn't watched, but my opinions on the, okay, I'm going to give my spoiler-free opinion on the Traitors final. It was, for what I expected to be a very predictable final, it was a predictable result, but the route to get to the predictable result was quite shocking. Because like, so the girl, oh, there we go, we're spoiling it. The girl at the end was like, right, so basically it came down to three people left. One traitor, two faithfuls.
Yeah.
And the one faithful and the traitor were going for each other. So it all came down to this one girl.
Were they like actually arguing?
No, they were just, we knew that they were going to vote for each other. So it all came down to this one girl's vote. And you saw her like write the first letter down of someone's name and then it cut. And then it'd be like, the vote's locked in. And she started crying. She's like, actually, can I change it? Can I change it? And Claudia was like, no votes are locked in until you're happy with what. And it goes back and she's like, fuck, I don't know what to do. And you're like, oh my God, what the fuck has she got? Who's she gone for? So it made it very suspenseful. Mm. Very good series. But I'm watching Traitors America and I have to say, I hate giving American people credit, but it's fucking eaten our version up.
Really?
It's that's the one, so good.
Is that the
Ekin-Su, John Burkrow, Phaedra Parks, Cherie.
Phaedra Parks is it? No, this is the weirdest. Cherie. Like, fever dream.
What is Cherie's surname? Whitfield? Maybe? I don't know. Cherie from Real Housewives.
Cherie the white woman.
Mm-mm. The one, like she does, she had like the, when I think of Cherie from Housewives, I think of She by Cherie. Or maybe it's Cherie. I don't actually know. Temi, is it Cherie or Cherie? Cherie, sorry, our producer just corrected me. I think of She by Cherie, which is a clothing line she like said that she was going to launch, but like, I think never launched, and then launched like 8 years later, and it was just like she and dropshipped. But it was like a housewife, and everyone was like, what the fuck? Who else is in it? That I can think that people will know. There's another housewife that's in it. Oh, Larsa Pippen.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't even know she was a housewife. I always knew her as...
Yeah. But she's on Housewives of Miami.
What now?
And her, I don't know if it's a husband, but partner, Michael B. Jordan's, is it son?
Michael B. Jordan does not have a son.
Sorry, no, Michael Jordan's son. Right.
I was like, if he does, he is not of age.
No, but it is a huge like thing that like the age gap's crazy. And something like, I'm definitely making rumors up here, but let me search the age gap. It's something weird, like Larsa used to sleep with like some uncle or something. It's something weird. It's like, you know how like Jada Pinkett Smith slept with like Jaden Smith's son?
Yeah,
like, it's
something like that.
Not her son, her son's friends. the age gap is... Okay, he's called Scottie Pippen. And he is... Can I just get an age, please?
He's called Scottie Pippen?
Oh, they must be married then.
He's called Scottie
Pippen. No, sorry, this is her
Scottie
ex.
I was about to say, because unless everyone. She's now with her ex's son.
Larsa Pippen is... How old are you if you're born in... Why does none of these websites just say a name? Larsa Pippen's 49 years old.
Okay.
Marcus Jordan is 33.
Oh, that's not good.
But it's something weird. Something weird went on with that. I don't know because I don't watch Housewives of Miami, but there is some rhyme to the madness. But it's really, really fucking good. And it's good because they've all been on...
Did you say he's on it?
Yeah, he's on it as well. Oh. So like there's a couple on it.
Okay.
And it's really good because they've all done reality TV before, so they know what's going to fucking work, and they will ram it up for the cameras, and none of them need to be there for the money because they're all rich. Mm-hmm. So like they're just fucking about with it and making good TV.
I like that.
The other thing we want to speak about was the Wireless lineup was announced. So the three headliners are four headliners. Nicki Minaj, 21 Savage, J-Hus and Doja Cat. And other acts include Ice Spice, Sean Paul, Vanessa Bling, Gunna, Asake, Sexy Red, Rima. Is it Rima or Rema?
Rema,
Tyler, Diggity, Uncle Waffles.
It's very like, it's very female and it's very African and I like that. I actually think it's a fantastic lineup. Like, I would go, but I'm not 16, so I won't be going.
I know, I went last year and it's very... I think I've been to Wireless other than obviously the year COVID because there was none. Every year since 2015.
But I feel like that's like the most like legendary lineup in like of...
No, like, there was...
No.
2 years ago when they had three separate weekends, it was crazy. The weekend I went, the headliners were Cardi B, SZA and Nicki.
That's
just for one weekend. But they had other weekends, which were like... So one weekend was very like UK rap orientated. And I think the headliners
I don't think that's that good though. Cardi B, SZA and Nicki.
Are you joking?
Yeah, no. I feel like this is better. In my opinion, that literally has everyone that I would want in one.
Yeah, but let me find like over the three weekends. They're like
three
weekends. They did 3 weekends. One was in Birmingham.
Oh, that year, that was weird.
All three of them are bigger than Doja Cat.
Yeah, they might be bigger, but they're not relevant to me.
Yeah, your personal preference. I just meant from an unbiased standpoint. You think that one's this year's still better?
I think this year is bigger than that, yeah. Nicki Minaj, 21 Savage and Doja Cat.
If you were to 21 Savage and so it's just 21 Savage and Doja Cat versus Cardi B and SZA. you think 21 Savage and Doja Cat are bigger? Thoughts?
Yeah, I guess after like this, after like SZA doing her tour last year, then maybe not. But like pre-tour, yes.
Yeah, okay, I could see that. But that was the that was like lineup, and the other people on the lineup was like Jack Harlow, City Girls, Megan Thee Stallion, and that was just for one weekend.
Maybe because Megan Thee Stallion is always bloody there. She honestly is. Like, she's actually got a residency there.
She loves UK festivals. Actually, I've watched her 3 times in one summer. Like really? That should not be.
But yeah, like Uncle Waffles being there, Shallow Poppy, Skinny Bang, Strands being in a big name there as well is really good. I'm happy he's getting his recognition.
Yeah. Are you gonna buy tickets?
No. I feel like do you know what's annoying is like, because my boyfriend's not from here, like he would like be like, yeah, this is like right. A bit of me, like, and I'm like, you go find your little kid friends to go with, because there's not gonna be anyone that's gonna want to go. Actually, no, his other New Zealand friends would go, but like it's like young, innit?
Yeah. You know what? The lineup's not really doing much for me, if I'm being completely
really?
Honest.
Really? Oh, I do like it.
I like it, but it's not enough for me to go to Wireless.
No, I feel you. Also, like, the kids of this generation, I'm an old lady, but like, honestly, the kids of this generation, like, fuck being at somewhere like this. Because do you remember that Ashake, it was Ashake, show that got like run up on in Brixton.
Oh so, my God, yeah.
I don't feel like people are going as crazy over him anymore, but I know Shallow Poppy, people are, I feel like, by summer, but Gunna, 21 Savage, Jay Haas, all in one day, that is just giving like the worst type of people to go there. That's looking like a very techie day. Who's Brian Messiah?
I don't know.
Messiah, fucking hell, I'm stupid.
Do you know what? I just got reminded when you were saying this generation. Yeah. Vapes are banned. Disposable
I know.
Vapes.
God, I'm going to be sad. Someone was like, the equivalent of like, that was when like back in 2011, when like menthols and tempats got, I remember that, when menthols and tempats.
They got me onto smoke it.
Yo, they got,
they deserve to be banned.
No, I saved my lunch money to fucking buy tempats. Like they used to be £2, like 75 for a 10 pack of fucking cigarettes. And now you guys have these lovely like,
to be fair, I do agree with it.
Oh, I totally do.
Because they're not banning vapes full stop. You're still able to go and get like refillable vapes, which were the original purpose of vapes. You know how the original purpose of vapes were designed to help people stop smoking, and that you can still get those original vapes, which you go and you fill up and you da-da-da-da-da. But it makes them so much more less accessible / less like glamorized, that you're not getting like bubblegum pop bright pink vape.
I used to have like, because when I stopped smoking cigarettes in like 2019, I was one of the first people to start vaping, like my age, I actually believe, like as like a 20-year-old, and everyone was like, is that a vape, because I used to get, you know, the blue, it was like black and it was blue, it's called Blue, B-L-U.
Oh yeah. I've bought those at like festivals before, where it's like they're sponsored and that's the only vape you can get.
it was like a long blue pen looking thing, you like twist off the top and you like could refill it tastes like absolute shit. And then there was like another like fatter one that looked like a highlighter. Yeah, I used to smoke those, and then obviously I've got onto these bad boys, but mate, I'll go back to those in a heartbeat.
Do you vape still?
No, not really, only when I'm drunk.
Would you buy a vape?
Last night I had one glass of wine with my mum. I was like, get the vape out.
Really?
Yeah.
I like, not to toot my own horn, I really like, nothing about vaping appeals to me anymore.
Really? Anymore?
Oh yeah, no, I used to be a hardcore vapor.
Really?
But I quit it this time last year, and I genuinely, like, I don't have a drink and I want it, I don't look at it, I don't think I could ever go back to vaping.
But I'm just like a bit of a nitty, because I'm like, I need the one with the ice, because I need the extra like.
No, I think that's also what helped me, is that I had Juul pods and menthol Juul pods, and no one else had that.
Are those those weird, cigarette looking things?
No, that Juuls. They're like silvery.
Oh,
like,
the actual Juuls.
Yeah. But I had menthol pods, and that was the only vape I liked, and no one else uses that. So when I quit like I wasn't on a night out and some everyone had like berry blue rings, which I didn't like anyway. So it was very easy for me to like not be tempted.
I was on a brand trip in Paris like last year and like there were real bad bitches had those like, you know, the ones that look like cigarettes and like...
Oh, wait.
What are they called?
The crazy ones are the ones that, where you actually put an actual cigarette in. Have you seen those?
Yeah, and it's like short.
Yeah, you put the cigarette in and it heats it up. But you can like basically smoke a cigarette inside. It's insane.
Those are like what the girls, like they were all from like somewhere in Europe, they all spread around and they were all like having like fucking eating those up. I was like, damn, like I don't really see anyone doing those here. I'm there with my fucking bright pink like lemon.
Yeah, the only time I've seen that in the UK was like at like some like after party thing. And it was like some... rich old European guy who came over to me. That's the only time I've seen that. But yeah, RIP to vapes.
Yeah,
along with XL Bullies.
Yeah.
And God, Sir Captain Tom.
I actually made a TikTok about XL Bullies the other day.
Oh, what did you say?
I'm actually petrified of them.
Yeah, no, they are scary dogs. I'm sorry. We shouldn't allow to be say that we're scared of humongous. Do you know what's also...
Well, it's because I call them beasts.
They are beasts. I'm sorry. They've been bred in an inorganic way to look like that. Like, they shouldn't be that big and scary. And I'm really sorry if you have an XL Bully. If you find it adorable and cute, that's really great for you. But that does not mean that I also, too, have to find it adorable and cute.
No, I know. But... what was it? I'm most scared, right, because of the people that own these dogs. Like, they think they're big and bad and hard, but you're literally so small, like, the dog is taking you for a fucking walk. So, no, I don't trust those dogs.
And I have seen, and I think it's just because, like, you know when you, like, watch one for too long, so TikTok thinks that you like it, so they keep recommending you. I've seen so many big of those bigger dogs attacking people, like people not having them under control. Like, I saw one where someone was on the standing on the tube platform.
Oh yeah, and you got the man.
Yeah, and then she had two and she was holding the other one back and he was actually helping her out.
Yeah.
And then the dog turned on him and then she ran over and then the other dog turned on him and she couldn't get either of them back.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I don't think we as humans should be allowed, and I don't know if this is controversial or not, should be allowed to have dogs which are capable of that without legally going through some sort of training to prove that you can control it. I don't think you should just be able to walk up and buy a dog that can do that to a human.
No.
And I know like little dogs too can bite people and stuff, but like the way that these dogs can actually turn on people, like you should have to have some sort of like, I guess, qualification, like go through some course to prove that you can look after it. You shouldn't know.
And also have like the strength to back it up, quite frankly, because even if you do, if you're small, the dog is gonna drag you, mate. Sorry, this is very like random and separate, but Austin McBroom, any thoughts?
Oh my God, I forgot about that. So they've gone for a divorce, right?
Yeah.
And he's been like teenage boy, sad, attention seeking baiting on Snapchat.
He makes me sick.
But have you seen the latest installment?
What, the RV?
With DDG and Halle Bailey.
The video of him putting the music on actually...
Where is Halle Bailey's like team? And I know you cannot control. Right, okay, this is a separate topic because I was listening to another podcast, and so Halle Bailey dates DDG, who is a rapper / streamer / YouTuber kind of person, like think of like a mix between like Austin McBroom and Kai Cenat, like that kind of vibe. He said some extremely problematic stuff to the point like a lot of Halle Bailey's fans have like called for her to like dump him. And he's like embarrassed her a lot of the time. Anyway, that's kind of a separate point. Like, people have always not liked him, especially Halle Bailey fans. And she was on fucking Austin McBroom's Snapchat doing clickbait Snapchat titles. Like her and DDG, because so basically Austin McBroom's gone to go live at Halle Bailey and DDG's house.
Yeah, but I thought he got an RV. I'm so confused.
Well, the latest I've seen, and I'm not following him on Snapchat, so I'm just getting all my updates through people tweeting it, is that she went to live at their house on like an air mattress in a spare room, and like she's like getting involved in his Snapchats and stuff. I'm like, you are a Disney princess. Like, you have a Disney check, have released like a critically acclaimed album. Beyonce's called you her like predecessor or whatever comes, protege even, and you're on Austin McBroom from the Ace Family doing Snapchat clickbait. Where is your team?
No, like, for real.
What is going on? on. Terrifying.
Yeah, very terrifying.
But what was the RV thing?
No, he like got an RV like to like, because he's trying to find like a house to like live in. So like he got an RV and it's like in the driveway or something. He's like, yeah, this is like where I'm going to be living, guys. Like RV tour. Like, yeah, this is the, like, he's like in poverty when these fucking RVs are so expensive.
Well, also like, we know how we've watched you, well, not me personally, but people have watched you on YouTube for the past 10, 8 years. We know how rich you are.
No, literally. Or not, to be fair, because...
Really?
Yeah, like they lost like bare money.
Oh, did they? Why?
Yeah, because remember they were like building that massive like mega mansion sort of thing. I don't know if you know, but like they were like building their mansion or whatever. And then like something to do with like, they were in like loads of debts and then they had to stop and then they downgraded like the house. Still a lovely house, don't get me wrong, but like compared to how they like bigged themselves up to be and their finances and stuff, like the house was like crazy. And then yeah, now they've obviously split up, but I do think they've been split up for ages though. But I am absolutely, at first I was like, no, get this man off my For You page, and now I'm like very addicted.
I haven't, the only updates I've seen is through Twitter.
Oh, you haven't seen anything on TikTok?
No.
Oh wow, I see so much on TikTok, like his whole life.
And then
Catherine's there like just dancing, like having the best time of her life, like finally this man's gone and like he's like there being a little sad sack.
Were you an Ace Family watcher?
Nah.
No, me neither. I
did have them on Snapchat,
right,
but I didn't follow their YouTube.
I can't think of one family vlogging channel I've ever gotten into.
Yeah, neither.
I didn't see the appeal. Like, why do I want to watch an 8-year-old?
The only family that I like is fucking hell, what's her name? The Australian woman with the crazy kids.
Oh my God, what's she called? Oh my God, I know exactly who you're talking about. Oh my God, it's her literally on the tip of my tongue.
No, literally.
What is she called? And the kids are so badly behaved.
But no, like, they're actually just like, I actually quite like her parenting style.
And maybe I'm thinking of someone different. I'm thinking of the kids that are constantly screaming when she's trying to film a TikTok.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
That's badly behaved to me.
No, they're just being kids. But like, I feel like she does actually encapsulate like the like most hectic times, because that's what gets her the views, right, and stuff. Indy Clinton, that's it. Yeah, she, but yeah, no, I actually really like her and I actually really respect her parenting style. Like, because she like has like quite like free, like willed children. And you know, I'm not a mother, so obviously this is just a very like random standpoint, but you can see it mostly because now she's on her third child. You can see how the eldest one like cares after the like rest of the children. He's only like 3 or whatever, but like he's like really cute, but the middle child's like crazy. And then obviously the baby's like literally like 6 weeks old. But like he's like the eldest one, which is always like the crazy one.
Right.
He is still like a bit nuts, but he's like a 3-year-old A, and like B, like he's actually a really sweet child. But yeah, what was I saying? They're the only like family that I actually like really watch.
Oh wait, no, there's one that I've just started watching recently. She's called Salome Andrea. And she has 2 twin daughters called Rue and Luca.
Oh, I actually do watch another one. And the twins are called Oakland and Truth.
I don't know that one.
Oh, they're so cute. Because like one looks like, it's like, the genetics are crazy. Because like one's like blonde and like blue eyes. And she's still got a bit of dark skin. But like, and then the other one like is like a lot darker and like mixed race and everyone, like, I think that's how they got their attention, but they're like so fucking cute. But yeah, maybe family channels are kind of fun. For a short amount of time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. TikTok is definitely the avenue for family channels if I'm ever to engage in any content. I can't sit through a whole video. And it kind of sometimes does make me like, I'm just like, oh, that would be cute for a day.
Yes, a
like,
day.
It would be so cute to be like a dad for a day.
And give them back.
It's too much pressure. Imagine being responsible for someone else's entire life, their eating schedule, their sleeping schedule, whether they're like getting enough nutrients. I don't even do that for myself.
I know.
But then I'm like, I don't do that for myself when I'm still alive. So I'm sure that's not okay to say.
Chicken nuggets and chips and smiley faces.
Moving on to Love Island. Great, before I get cancelled. Well, first in Love Island news, Ekin-Su and Davide's broken up. Womp womp.
Shock.
Is that news?
No.
I'm even surprised that they got back together. Also, he dyed his hair blonde. It looks really bad.
Oh, let me see.
I just saw it on a paparazzi picture on TikTok. I don't know if he's like posted it on his Instagram yet. But yeah. Are we really still caring about Love Islanders? Like, I've kind of noticed like a general deplete in attention for like even the popular ones. Mm. Like, what was the last anyone heard about like Maura Higgins or Amber Gill? Like, do we really care about...
I mean, we spoke about Anger last week.
What were we saying?
She's like one of the most successful Love Islanders to come off.
Yeah, they're successful, but like, is anyone checking their private life anymore?
No, not after, well, like, no one cares. Like, she's got a girlfriend and...
Oh, I think they broke up. Like the, That's what I mean. Like, I don't even know. And I think, but the only ones that people really check on now is Molly and Tommy. Like, I can't name you like one other Islander that would intrigue me enough to like deep dive into their relationship.
Yeah.
They're just not interesting to me. But I think that's also just the death of like influencers in general.
Well, let's talk about Love Island for the next 15 minutes.
Yeah, Love Island All Stars this week scored its lowest rated episode since series one.
Oh, Pete.
On the night of the Traitors final, I think only 600,000 viewers tuned in to watch.
They just need to fucking let it go at the end of the day. Like every day a new fucking sort of thing that they want to do and it just doesn't work. Like it's not that deep.
Yeah.
Stop whilst you're ahead.
Yeah. The thing is, I don't think they need to stop. I just think they need to breathe.
Like, no, like not stop the whole thing. Just right. Have the normal Love Island and
yeah,
that's it.
Yeah, because it could still... And because even like the one that just passed in the summer felt like it was a big thing.
Yeah, and it's just greedy, isn't it?
Yeah, no, it's pure greed that like they want more money and stuff, which I also get because they are a business at the end of the day. But I guess it cares more about do you want to make the most money right now or do you care about... making less money but having a show with longevity.
Right.
Which may not promise you the money that you could make right now in the long term. So I do get, in a business standpoint, point of view. But this Love Island All-Stars is actually fucking juicy.
I saw a thingy falling in the pool.
Yeah. Anton kissed someone and did a backflip into the pool by accident.
Yeah.
Whoop-de-doo.
All right, sorry, we'll never talk about Love Island again.
I meant towards him because he like tried to like, and stand everybody out. Was like, oh, that's sick. I was like, is it?
Yeah.
Like everybody was like, whoa. I was like, he just jumped into the pool.
Actually, no, I did see, the other thing that I did see was, which you can explain if you've been watching, is him getting onto Mitch and everyone saying that he's actually the only one that's like really changed and, you know, he's actually like a nice guy and stuff.
Yeah. So I didn't actually watch that episode myself because the Traitors was on.
Okay.
But the vibe I got was that Mitch was basically, I don't think Mitch deserves as bad rep as he's got, but Mitch, well, I guess it's kind of fleet. Mitch and Liberty were together and you could tell Mitch had no interest in Liberty. And Liberty really, really liked him. But obviously Mitch was going to go along with it because that's what you do in Love Island. Because if you want to stay in the villa, you need to be in a couple. So he was going to lead Liberty on until someone else showed interest in him. I get it. You got to play the game. But also, I guess people's feelings are involved. And then Anton basically called him out being like, you're a prick. You've made this girl cry twice. And then he was like, well, rah, 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 rah. And Anton was like, no, I'm a nice guy. And I'm like, if you have to say you're a nice guy, are you really that nice of a guy? No.
And like, it's just like kind of like bare minimum that.
Yeah. Like, okay, someone said.
Just like, someone's sticking up for someone else, whoopty fucking do, as you just said. Like.
Like, this is what I said. Like, I was like, I knew going into Love Island All Stars, the cast was filled with problematic men. Okay, Jake didn't last that long and Mitch is still being the same as he was. My original prediction was that we were going to see a redemption arc for Jake and Mitch, which didn't happen, but we're seeing a redemption arc for other men who, because Anton, even Anton was a prick on his first season.
Yeah.
Remember with Belle and stuff when he got that girl's number and stuff, which surely that was staged, but anyway. But I was like, why are we now going to have to sit through a redemption arc to applaud men for doing expected, like everyone's like, this is a gentleman. I'm like,
no, it's just...
What's he really doing?
No, right?
Like, you guys have low standards. Which is why I already had, like, question marks over All Stars, because I was just like, we're just going to have to sit there and applaud basic men.
For mediocre shit. What about that Louis guy, the one that...
Yeah, he's gone.
I thought so.
But he's having drama with his baby mamas now, because he said that it's all lies, and now the baby mamas are like, well, you haven't proved that it's lies. But I'm kind of tapped out of that. I'm kind of tapped out of them all of them, completely being honest. Joanna from season 5 has just been announced as the newest bombshell. Michael and Joanna, do you remember that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But like, aren't they a bombshell when they go in, not before? Why is everyone being announced as a bombshell before?
No, she's like going into the villa last night.
Oh, she went in?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
One time I went to an Amber Gill ex Miss Pap party, yeah, and Joanna was there and the DJ played Joanna.
My God.
And then he turned the song down and went, nah, fuck that bitch for real.
Oh my God.
And I was just like, what the fuck is this? This is so like Bad Girls Club coded. Like, why are we at a Miss Pap event? Like,
saying fuck that bitch, and she was there.
Yeah, the whole Love Island cast was there. This was straight off the back of their season.
Oh, got it.
Those, yeah, that was when like you could gain fame from Love Island, and those people did not know how to act.
Really? Any stories?
I wouldn't want to, but let's just say incriminating behavior. But like in really public eyes. But like I'm not going to name names because I don't want to throw people under the bus because that's like illegal.
Yeah.
And like just snogging and stuff with like
really.
And like so they were all like the Love Island people cast were all in. It's in tape. If you've ever been to tape, you know the stairs up which are behind the DJ deck, and then there's like a dance floor bit on like a lower ground. So up the stairs was for the actual Love Islanders from season 5 and Amber's friends and family. And then the below bit was just for the normal influencers. So they were on a pedestal. So like automatically, like you're looking up at them because that's, you're facing the DJ and they're behind the DJ. And like, they were just snogging and doing stuff. And I was just stood there being like, time and place. Mm. Like, come on guys. Like also everyone's filming everything. Really? I'm pretty sure something got exposed that night, but I can't remember what. Like, I remember reading a Daily Mail article about it. I can't even remember what I'm saying now. Love Island All Stars. Watch it or don't watch it. It's no sweat off my back. Anyway, it's time for a quick break. And we'll be back after this to discuss all the Nicki Minaj and Megan Thee Stallion drama.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music, plus top podcasts, included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree. That's amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, hello, welcome back. Now, so we are back with the Nicki Minaj and Meg Thee Stallion drama because it has not stopped. I have seen so much stuff on TikTok. I have seen, just to start off, because this is actually the only thing that I really do know, is a girl made a video saying like what you said last week about Nicki Minaj not knowing that Nicki Minaj is who she is. And then Nicki Minaj commented and was like, it was like some black girl, and like she commented and she was like, oh, I don't know, she was just being rude to her. And then like the girl replied, and then everyone, all the like barbs in the comments were like, if you are really a barb, you'll know that she's absolutely joking when this girl, when Nicki Minaj is actually just going off at the girl. But anyways, yeah, all fucking weird. The barbs are weird. The barb cards and all of that stuff. Never heard of it. Didn't even know it was a thing. But these
What's
people
a
are
barb's
crazy.
Card?
Barb card is like, it's like when you're a barb, but then they were like, I revoked my barb card. When they like stop being a barb.
These words are not in the dictionary. Step outside.
And then also there's this other TikToker and they made a video and they doxed them.
The doxing's been so bad.
Yeah, the doxing's been really bad. So they had to apologize. And they're like, I'm sorry, like for fucking, anyways, go baby, go.
So if you listened to the end of last week's episode, We almost didn't speak about it on last week's episode because we were like, God, this like there's been like there's tiffs and tiffs here and there. Like it happens like every couple of months between Nicki and someone or Megan, some people coming for Megan. So I was like, do we even want to speak about it? I was like, let's just chuck it in at the end of the episode. Little did I know when we left the recording, it was going to blow up like this. So where we left off was Megan Thee Stallion released her song Hiss, and in it she didn't even hypothetically come for Nicki specifically. No names were mentioned, and this is the part that gets me so badly. So she said the line, these hoes don't be mad at Megan, these hoes mad at Megan's law. If you don't know, Megan's law is a law in the United States which means that sex offenders have to register. So she didn't say anything about Nicki Minaj specifically, but if the shoe fucking fits, then I think the call's coming from inside the house with who's the problem. Yeah, if you're reacting like that to that. Mm-hmm. And Nicki freaked the fuck out. Like I have never seen a celebrity act like this on social media. Like, it was insane. She nonstop tweeted for 3 solid days, coming for Megan, liking photos of Megan's scars, liking photos of like AI, like she was reposting stuff about like AI generated images, which were just like disrespectful to Megan. And even to begin with, the whole, so she released a diss track called Bigfoot, which immediately already is fucking problematic because like she's she's like masculating Megan because mm-hmm. she's a taller woman.
Yeah.
And I saw a really interesting tweet being like, Because also, Nikki's not the first person to do this. Megan claims it herself, you know, she calls herself a stallion, but men in specific have been like trying to deny any femininity of Megan by calling her big and a beast and all this kind of stuff. But I saw a really interesting tweet being like, Iggy Azalea is the exact same height as Megan Thee Stallion with a larger frame, but there's no one who ever wants to call her shit. But
yeah, but Nicki Minaj is so colorist that you can tell,
right?
Like, she's which is awful.
Yeah.
And obviously Nicki Minaj is lighter and Megan Thee Stallion is a dark skinned woman, so
yeah, 100%.
You can tell that there's so much of him behind her.
But the tweet was about the Iggy tweet that was mainly about like men who are coming for Megan.
Oh, yeah,
being
yeah.
like y'all wanna drool over Iggy Azalea, mm-hmm. but call Megan, but anyway. So she then released a song and it's fuck. I mean, I've not properly listened to it. I refuse to give that woman any coin or any money. Oh my God, wait, sorry. I fucking forgot. Before all this happened, Ben Shapiro, who is a white supremacist, known transphobe, known homophobe, in the song that I'm about to speak about, the opening two lines are transphobia. Nicki Minaj thought, Ben Shapiro basically did, he tweeted Nicki being like, oh, if you want a song to beat Megan, here's a song. Nicki Minaj got all the barbs to buy this white supremacist transphobic song to beat Megan in the charts.
And did it actually work?
It didn't. I think it went to number one on the iTunes, but obviously it made no actual impact. Anyway, so then Nicki released her own diss track called Bigfoot. And the bars were not barring. Everybody was saying that was trash,
yeah,
and
it was
shit,
so
and
shit.
Like the bars were weak, and everybody was just basically saying Megan Thee Stallion won the battle. And now Hiss is looking like it's battling for a number two debut on the Billboard 100. It's been number one on US Spotify for 2 days in a row. It's been number one on Apple Music for like a week, I think, and Megan seems to be winning, which I'm glad for. Also, going back to the doxing, obviously Nicki is so Nicki's fans love to call Nicki's like blatant bullying trolling and stuff. Mm-hmm. It's not trolling, it's bullying, especially yeah. as she knows the I don't know if lethal's the right word. What's the word, like hounding impact that like her mm-hmm. fans have, like they'll jump on anything. It's mm-hmm. not trolling when you're encouraging that behavior.
Yeah. Yeah.
To the point that the cemetery where Megan's mum has been laid to rest has had to call local authorities to guard it with security because the barbs have doxed the location.
Ooh, they're nasty. This woman doesn't know you.
Right, she wouldn't spit on you if you were on fire.
Right, she doesn't give a fuck about you. Oh my God, these people need therapy. Jesus, this isn't normal. That is so bad.
And it is got, and I'm just... I mean, I don't even want to use the word glad when it comes to the situation because it's such a horrific situation. But I'm just happy that people are starting to finally see the light on this awful woman who we've been saying on this podcast is fucking trash for months now. And people are finally actually being like, okay. And it's gotten to the point now after this situation where, and I know this might sound ridiculous, but like, I genuinely don't think I can be friends with someone who claims to be a Nicki Minaj fan or claims to be a Barb, because this woman does not have an empathetic bone in her body. And I don't understand, like, it's not like she's, like, called someone, like, said, that's so gay, and it's, like, a little bit problematic, but, like, you know, it's Nicki Minaj. Like, this woman is a rotted, evil person.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't understand how you, like, no person's discography or no person's hits is ever bigger or good enough than the shit that she's done to the mm-hmm. point where you can be like, yeah, but it's Nicki Minaj though.
Mm-hmm.
Like I genuinely have to side eye anyone. And I've had people, well, not many, but like a few people who I've spoken to in real life, and they've been like, yeah, but it's Nicki though. Like, what's she like? I'm like, no, like this isn't Stan Wars. This isn't like, this is actual like wicked behavior. And I'm just so over this woman.
Mm-hmm.
And also it's not just Nicki Minaj fucking, oh my God, this infuriated me. Chris Brown was said in amongst all this. First of all, no one was even checking for you, so shut the fuck up. Said free Tory Lanez and all this.
Oh God.
And this is what I mean. This is what also pisses me off, because people love to... people don't have like a moral compass in their body, because they will happily stream Chris Brown and go to his concerts because he's laying low on social media. And they're like, that was so old. He's changed. These people are still fucking evil people.
Mm-hmm.
They're just not being evil in the public.
Probably, yeah.
And then they'll trip themselves up and stuff like that. And now look at you, look like a fucking idiot because you went to his concert 6 months ago and he's still a cunt, because he always has been a cunt. And it's just that he's not been a cunt on social media.
Mm-hmm.
The whole situation's, the only good part about this is that Megan's getting so much light shone on her, and on a fantastic track with fantastic penmanship skills. And I'm glad that it's actually turning into a hit for her. And she's just announced that an album and tour is coming this year, which I will be fully seated at, and I will be there. And she has faced so much fucking shit from men in the industry, from men in record labels taking complete advantage of her and not giving her any money or rights, from people like Nicki. Nicki's been baiting her for months now, and as soon as Megan bites back, Nicki goes full. And she has done this all without even replying to Nicki.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that she's let the music and the numbers and the accolades that the song's getting just speak for itself. She doesn't even have to speak for herself.
I was even reading a thread the other day, and it was just about, like, even like the stuff of her family is just so sad. Like, when her mum died, and it was at the beginning of her career, because her mum was her manager, and then she, like, basically blew up at the same time that her mum died and stuff. And yeah, it's just so sad. Like, she hasn't actually caught a break, really.
No, she hasn't. And she speaks a lot about that in her song Cobra, where it's just like, when all of this shit was going down, the internet was still dogpiling her, and people like fucking Chris Brown and Drake were still making digs at her, knowing everything that she was going through in her private life.
So bad.
So I'm glad that she is getting her flowers and her light shone on her. And in other words, also by other women who, I feel like it's been not good, but like, what's the word for justice? Like, justiceful, but that's
justified.
Not a word. Justiceful, justified week. I don't know what the word is, but Women in Music has received justice this week. Oh, not only has Megan done well, Flo Millie, who everyone has never taken seriously, has got her first top 20 debut. And first, well, it was.
Fuck, she looks so good.
I know. And Ray has announced that she is performing at the Brit Awards and sold out her O2 show in less than 24 hours.
That is so good. So, well done, women.
All the grossness of some certain people in the music industry, it's nice that we can also still see people who deserve it receiving their flowers.
Mm-hmm. Also, like, Nicki Minaj's lives are actually fucking scary.
It's terrifying.
No, she actually looks like a witch.
Yeah.
Well, no, you can't see her, but she sounds like a witch. Yeah. You know, like, you're not normal, babe.
Like, that is genuine. Oh, I don't know. It really scares me. People, social media in general, like, it's the hiding behind a faceless profile.
Mm.
Which I know there's no answer or way to not, because it's ridiculous to ask everybody to have a profile picture or something like that and put your legal names as your Instagram or whatever. But it's, I don't know.
It's just the using it for the wrong thing. Like, use it to stalk your crush, yeah. Okay? And leave it at that.
And also, sorry, last thing I'm going to say about Nicki Minaj, it says enough about herself that she's not, and I know people are saying she doesn't encourage this behavior, but she doesn't put a stop to it, and she likes stuff, and it, which indirectly encourages people to do more. And there's a reason why her fan base, no matter what, before she even says anything, jump on people and dox people and shit on them, because she's encouraged this behavior for years and years. Like, this isn't a new thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she's been like this for years, ever since like the Queen era, which I think was 2017. She's not been like the Nicki that everybody used to know, and just stream hiss.
The only thing that she can really ride on is the fact that every single fucking video that someone makes, the song that they use is always a Nicki Minaj song.
Yeah, don't get me, like, you can't, I mean,
you can't diss her music.
Yeah, you can't.
Her talent in that,
or even like, because I don't know, because Bigfoot's lyrics were trash.
Yeah.
But even like, you can't say that she doesn't have hits under her belt. Obviously she does, which is what makes it even more sad.
Yeah. Does Nicki Minaj not know who she is? But at the same time, she is a bitch, so fuck that shit.
I saw a really interesting tweet being like, I think she doesn't realize that people are laughing at her, not with her. Yeah. So she thinks like this, like all this attention is people being like, ah, da, da, but it's actually people being like, what the fuck?
No, I just feel like she's really lost herself though. Like, she's at a point where it's just like, when she knows she's losing, when people are always like behind her and always find her funny and her fans are usually like, yeah, yeah, yeah. But now people are actually outwardly saying, oh, like, I am no longer a Barb and stuff like that. Like, she's just trying, like, digging herself a hole.
Yeah. It's sad, but
That's what you get.
You know, if you're a piece of shit, then that's what you're going to get. So go stream Hiss by Megan Thee Stallion. That's my final thoughts. Thank you so much for joining us this week. If people want to find you, Isla, where can they find you?
You can find me on TikTok at Isla and Instagram at Isla Lobar.
And you can find me on YouTube, Instagram and TikTok at Looking for Lewis. You can also follow the Pop Off account on Instagram and TikTok at Pop Off Podcast. Let us know your thoughts on this week's episode. I don't even know what we spoke about. Let us know if you're watching Love Island All Stars. Make sure you subscribe and rate the show 5 stars. The production team is Katie Baxter and Temi Adebayo, and we will see you next week for a brand new episode.
Ciao.
Bye.
Pop Off is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creative Network.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree. That's amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.